Alright guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast. Today I'm gonna, first of all, before I get into this topic, let me just say I wish you guys a very happy and prosperous 2020. I hope that you guys that are listening to this achieve all your dreams and work towards your goals in 2020. Alright? And I hope you guys stay safe, stay away from danger and everything that is bad. Now let's get into this episode. Today's episode is gonna be about Naruto Shippuden. Specifically, Naruto Shippuden became the biggest, most watched anime on Crunchyroll for this decade, right? And before I even get into the topic, let me just say that for me, Naruto is one of the most. Naruto is my favorite anime. I've watched anime that I think is just as equally entertaining and nice as Naruto, but for me, Naruto has really been the anime that is most dear to my heart for a number of reasons, you know. And I'm not surprised that it is one of the most watched anime on Crunchyroll for this decade. I mean, because Naruto anime is just great. It's really one of the animes that really set the bar high for me. You know, when I was watching it from my younger days, from part 1 to part 2, you know, the music that is used, that's cued in at specific time when a character is going to touch on some very deep speech and some very, you know, philosophical speech or emotional speech, the music that is timed in is just perfect. You know, you have this character themed music like the Pain Akatsuki music, and you have Pain. It's well put together. The fights are choreographed perfectly well. The story is just great and compelling, and I really appreciate it. I really, really, really appreciate it. One of the most favorite animes. Now, with that said, this article that I just read, Control, confirmed that Naruto Shippuden is the biggest, the most viewed anime for the decade, right? And it's not surprising because Naruto is pretty much one of the biggest mangas and anime in the world, right? It always fight for number one spot with One Piece, right? And it's been finished for quite some time as well. The anime has been finished since like three years ago, I think, right? And it's quite popular in the West. It's easily one of the most popular mangas and anime in the Western world, right? While One Piece is also quite popular in the West, it's not as popular as Naruto. I mean, probably in recent years it might have overtaken because, again, Naruto has been finished for quite some time now, but Naruto has been the most popular anime in the West for quite some time, right? One Piece is mostly popular in Eastern Japan, Eastern and more Asian country. And I think it's because of the team. The pirate team is new to them, right? We have gotten a lot of pirate team. I'm from Jamaica, you know. You have Pirates of the Caribbean. We read about the pirate history in the Caribbean, you know. We play Black Flags, Assassin's Creed Black Flags, you know. We have seen and consume a lot of pirate movies, right? But Ninja, oh my god, Ninja is something unique. Ninja is just cool, man. For us, ninjas are cool in the West, I think that's why we love it. But so it's not surprising, it's really not surprising at all. And I'm happy that, you know, people are still showing love to Naruto. You know, I go on a lot of manga sites, and some of the top Naruto is still one of the most top read mangas enough of these sites, and these sites are getting like hundreds of thousands of views every month, and they're putting up some of the most popular mangas every month, like Black Clover, My Hero Academia, Seven Deadly Sins, One Piece, and Naruto is still in the top 10, right? And Bleach too, still. So at one point, if you guys remember, the big three was Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. Those were the big three, you know, and they're still quite popular. Bleach has lost some of his lusters, but, you know, the manga is still popular, especially on the site that I know I'm already, which is TAD, TAADD.com, I think, right? So, yeah, this episode is not too long. This is just, it's just want to let you guys know that information is out there, that Naruto is the top viewed streaming anime for the decade on Crunchyroll, and probably on a lot of other popular streaming sites, not surprising. Okay, so that's it for this news. If this is your first time listening to the Anime Podcast, I would love it if you come back and listen again. So I would advise you to follow me or subscribe to me anywhere you're listening to this podcast. You know, subscribe to me if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, If you're on Spotify, follow me. You know, wherever you're listening to this, subscribe. And I'll ensure to see you guys in the next episode. Stay tuned for more anime news, theories, podcast episodes, and I'll see you guys again.